Blog Talk Radio.
About it like it's no big deal, because it's a really fucking big deal. We'll talk about how this is premeditated murder, that the President of the United States is just not saying anything about. And then also, bombs, 10 different bombs are showing up like at former president's homes, like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. It's all people that Donald Trump is trashing at his hate rallies. So we got a lot to talk about tonight. We also have a brand new co-host that I'm so ecstatic to introduce you to. So let's get to it. This is All You Need to Know Radio, and it starts right now. Everybody, welcome to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, with our brand new co-host, Adrian. Say hello to everybody, Adrian.
Hello, everybody.
Well, we had Adrian on the show last week because we were talking about the amazing angel that she is in saving my life and not being able to get my TV home. And we'll tell you a little bit about it, and then we'll move on with the show. But basically, I bought a TV at Best Buy that was too big to fit in my car. She noticed that nobody else was trying to help me, and her and I locked eyes, and I don't know, there was just a connection there. And I just said, is there any way you would help me? I'll pay you cash. I don't even know if she would have done it for free. I wouldn't have even asked her to, but the bottom line is, this is a stranger that I just met, and this woman is going to be a lifetime friend of mine. Just an amazing lady. So, let's get to today's show. So, you are listening to All You Need to Know Radio, heard every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you'd like to join the show, you can give us a call at 516-531-9990. That's 516-531-9990. Also, you can follow us on social media, and that is All You Need to Know Radio on Facebook, All Need Radio on Twitter, and on our Instagram, it's All You Need to Know Radio. So combined with all the social medias, we have a reach of about 220,000. It's raised, gone up by 20,000 people in 1 week. Can you believe that, Adrian?
I can.
And tell everybody why.
I was going to. I can believe it because there's so much crap going on in the world. And since this is, you know, considered public radio, there's an open platform to talk about some of everything and not be afraid to say what you want to say.
Well, that's one thing I am not. I am not afraid to say what I want to say. You know, one thing I do want to say today is I went and voted today, and I'm so excited because I've never early voted before. I've always gone on the day of the vote. And it was packed, but the people that were running the voting place, they had it running like a top. So I want to give a big shout-out out there to, where'd their names go? Lori and Roger. Because
tell
you what, I was in and out in 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
They were so
That's
helpful.
What I was just going to ask. So a lot of people are complaining about they've had to wait, even for early voting, they've had to wait an hour, they've had to wait 2 hours, and folks are bringing each other coffee and chairs. So you only did it for 20 minutes. So what have you heard as far as how long people have had to wait in line?
I have heard that people had to wait for like an hour. I think an hour and a half is the longest that I heard, but they said it was worth it. The world is such a chaotic state right now that our voices have to be heard. I mean, we have a president in the White House that out and out makes up things in front of thousands and thousands of people. And what's so sad is these are educated people, and they just ignore what he says. What they don't realize is they're just degrading their character so much, because you can't say that you're doing it because you don't like Hillary Clinton anymore. Hillary Clinton is not running for president. She's not the president. And so you can't say that kind of stuff about her.
My thought pattern is, why is it that he decides that it's okay for him to be able to say what he wants to say, do what he wants to do, hurt people in the meantime, and just there's no repercussions? You know, nobody's taking him and beating him behind the barn. Why is it that he is able to do the things that he's able to do?
The thing is that when he very first took office, he was a scared little mouse. Okay, he was a scared fat mouse. But when he was sitting there with Obama in the very beginning, and you know, you got to give Obama credit because Obama tried to give him a chance. He tried to give him a roadmap. And once Donald Trump got into the office, he just decided he was going to do it his way, and he didn't care. He was going to take advantage of every single law. He was going to break every law. And he was going to use America's plane to start campaigning even before he's been in office for a year. And every time you fuel up Air Force One, it's about $200,000. And then you've got to throw the Secret Service in there. The car goes on. The Beast, which, you know, he had redesigned because he's got such a fat ass, he can probably not, you know, probably dragging it to the ground. But what's so sad about this is that I understand people didn't like Hillary, and that's okay. I think that's a lame-ass excuse, but hey, okay, I'll go with that. But you can't say that anymore.
Okay, they didn't like Hillary for what reason? I have my brothers are Marine, SEAL, things of that such nature. And not just them, but I hear a lot of veterans say, oh, I'd never be up under Hillary. She'll never be president. And why is it, what is it that she did? I don't know if it's the fact that she's a woman or if it's her policies that they didn't agree with, but she is a whole lot more human to me, and she is way less of a bully than he ever will be. So
okay,
I think a lot of people didn't vote correctly.
Let's have truth time. Okay. Reason that she, there's several reasons that she did not win the election. One is, I believe, because she's a woman. And I don't know that the, I don't know the country's ready for a woman. And I think that's really sad. But that's just where the research that I do shows. So, you know, we just put a black man in the White House, and he acted like a white guy.
But I don't understand what that means, though. What does that mean to be black and act white? Because you speak
because
a certain way, so why?
Because he could have supported the black community so much. He could have lifted, he could have gone into areas that he knows that needs help. And he could have done so many things for the black community that he avoided doing because he did not want to look like the black president. And I don't know why, because he's the president of all people, brown people, black people, white people. I mean, it doesn't matter. He's the president for everyone. So I think he made a great mistake in doing that. But let's go back to Hillary and as far as the election.
All right.
So do you agree, what do you think about her being a woman? Do you think the America's ready for a woman? I know you want them to, us to be ready, but do you think the majority of America is ready?
The majority, if I were to say this country was 50-50 women, men to women, I'd say, yeah, the country is ready. But what's the difference in being ready for a white female to be president after a black man was just president? I just can't put it, you know, just by color or who or what they look like. It's
well,
about politics.
So many,
it's about.
Yeah, I agree. I hear what you're saying. There are so many things that worked against Hillary in the election. For one thing, the Comey investigation, the FBI investigation, just when her campaign was picking up speed. You know, he violated FBI rules. That's why, you know, ultimately Donald Trump had him fired, which is hilarious in itself. He just had him fired because he thought it would stop the Russia investigation, and all it's done is put it in overdrive. But the thing is,
that didn't
that,
work.
Yeah, exactly. He's not a very smart guy. The guy lies.
No, but
and he lies. And he made,
you could see that and understand that when he in his debates. So Hillary was on it. Even then, he was pointing fingers and blaming and you this and you that. And I honestly and truly agree with you. I feel that she just didn't win because she was a woman. Who cares? Protect us. Be a doggone president because this suck ass right here isn't worth a dog. And now I think even she had a standard. It may not have been what other people thought it was going to be, but didn't they know that his wife was butt naked in magazines? We know Clinton had sex with a female up under the table, but that's normal. That's normal. It's not normal to have a husband or a wife or well, spouse that is butt naked in magazines and happy. And even though you would be famous, people don't need to know you that well and that personal.
Well, and that's true, but the thing is that the people that were like all Donald Trump gung-ho, they saw him on the Apprentice, so they saw what they thought was a very successful man. And basically he's been a fraud his whole life. You know, he tried to tell everybody that his father gave him $100 million, or maybe it was $1 million, but it actually turns out it was more like $60 million, and he still couldn't pay his bills. He still got to a point in his businesses where he had to file bankruptcy 4 different times. putting millions of people out of jobs.
Correct.
And I never got the point where America did not see that. You wanted to have a president that was going, that has been in bankruptcy. And he basically thinks that he can just bully his way through everything, and he can't. And, you know, we've lost a lot of allies because of him. I mean, the, America's never going to be looked at the same. You know, Donald Trump is the worst thing that's ever happened to this country. He really is. Like, my biological mother, I can't even talk to her. Because she still, she puts herself up as a Christian woman that goes to church all the time. And I scratch my head, and I tried having a conversation with her about it. And I'm like, why? How can you vote for someone who says I'm going to grab a woman by the pussy? And he says, and we can do it because we're famous and they'll let us do it. I mean, it's all on tape. And then he tries to say that's locker room talk. I'll tell you what, I've been in many locker rooms. That's not locker room talk. That is male chauvinist pig talk. Because that's what he
is. All that is. And that's something you would say. I don't even know many guys because I'm around guys all the time. I'm in fitness. So I don't know of many men that would say anything like that. But when you're not held accountable to something, when there is no standard and you can say and do whatever you want to do, that's where the issue and the problem comes in. Where's his punishment? Where's his consequences? There are none. There are none. But if he was...
Well, there are none, but hold on. Let's stand back for a second. You know, the reason he's getting what he's doing and he's getting so desperate is because there is a 95% chance he's going to lose control of the House. When he loses control of the House, his administration will come to a standstill. He'll sign in a bunch of executive orders, and he'll be he'll browbeat everybody that is in the House. But you know what? People aren't scared of him anymore. They're tired of him. They're tired of his you know, when he sits there and he talks about somebody's face and their looks, he needs to look at himself in the mirror. He is a fat ass old ugly man, and he has he has no soul. For the longest time, I thought he was the Antichrist. I wanted to check his head.
Well, no, they said that was Obama. Obama was the Antichrist, and the world was going to come to an end. This making America great again
is a silent call. It's a dog whistle. It's a racist term.
It is. You can either get off your ass and get the people out of office that we don't want. It's full with old white men. But when I go to work or when I go to a restaurant, I'm not around a lot of old white men. So I'd like for more people to look like, I guess you could say, a restaurant or look like a job at work or at some people's jobs. They have to go in and figure out how to get along with everybody because there's different cultures. There's different people. There's different the way people eat. Embrace that a whole lot more. And we need to see more of that in Congress because even though you can be a white man 70, 80 years old, and I don't understand how the hell these judges can get these lifetime positions. That needs to change. That really needs to change. But it's frustrating how they get in there and they lie, but there's nobody. Well, I'm not going to say not anymore. There are people that are coming up and wanting to get these old, mean, racist, backwoods thinking white men out of office. So either you get out of office or you start representing us like we voted you in to do, represent us.
Well, let me tell you what's going to happen is that if the way things are going, and I think, and I'm really, really hoping and praying, I think that we are going to take the House. I do not think we're going to be able to take the Senate, but that's okay because if we can take the House, we have subpoena power, and I mean, Donald Trump, like I was in the beginning of this conversation, what I said is that when he took office, he made the decision that he was going to break every law and he was going to benefit financially him and his entire family any way that he could, because he knew as the president he had absolute power pretty much. And, you know, when the founding fathers wrote the Constitution, they had no idea that we would have a cowardly Congress like we have. And we have three different branches of government. They're supposed to balance each other out. But if one of them goes and hides because they're scared of the other branch, it doesn't work. And that's what's going on. You know, I don't know how these people... Go ahead, honey.
Also, remember, he vowed to undo everything that Obama put in place. So the control that we had in the Senate here and there, that's gone. The Obamacare. I mean, it's silly stuff.
You know, Obamacare's still there thanks to John McCain.
Remember the big fight and the hassle that they had, and he was just determined to get in there, and that didn't work. Oh, that's just stupid. He wasn't even focused on the country as a whole. He was focused on, again, making America great and undoing the things that Obama had actually put into place. And what's going on now? Yes, honey.
When was America not great? I've never liked that slogan, because that implies America wasn't already great. This is one of the greatest countries. I mean, it's an honor to live in this country. If you travel to other countries, you see the freedom and things that we have, even though Donald Trump is trying to take those things away.
But it depends on who you are, where you came from, and how you lived. So it could, and at what point in time all this was going on. Take that into consideration. Because I'm 46.
You're 46?
Growing up.
Are you serious?
I'm 46.
Baby, you do not look 46.
You know what? You're a little badass yourself. You know that? But growing up, 46. Black female coming out of East Texas is totally different. 46, you know, growing up in Chicago, or 46 growing up someplace else. I'm just as country. I benefit from it. We had everything that everybody else had. So when I moved to the city, I didn't understand what ghetto was. I didn't understand, you know, you can't pull up to your house and park on the grass. It took me a minute, but because people take on the perception, they already have a premeditated thought about who you are and how you look. Honey, I don't understand it, but because people are how they are and they just fall into that mess, it's a bunch of BS. But America is not great to everybody the same way, because I grew up in that same town my mom did, and my mama was chocolate, 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 dark chocolate. And she went to a segregated school. And by the time I got to middle school, they had turned it into middle school. So we actually didn't start going to the same school until a few years after I was born. So America wasn't necessarily great for everybody in the same way. Slavery, example. Some people were good with it. That was not a good time. And then there are so many different forms and interpretations of slavery today. America is not good for certain ethnicities, certain colors, certain breeds. I don't know why people are calling each other breeds and all this crap. We're human. Our ethnicity, our culture, our colors make us different. But at the end of the day, when other countries look over here, they don't look at black, they don't look at brown, green, orange. All they know is American, and they just want to kill us all.
I don't know if I agree with that. I see what you're kind of saying, but what Donald Trump is doing is Donald Trump is sitting this this country back like 70 years, like back in the slavery days. And that's all he knows. And that's the whole thing of what's going on with having him in office, is he's trying to revert everything back to what he was familiar with, which he was a racist. He has no respect for women, and none of that's changed. And what's changed is that he is actually a liar. I think he's the worst liar on the planet. I mean, every time he opens his mouth, he lies. And he literally is making things up. At a rally 2 days ago, he said there's riots in Los Angeles. So I called my sister in Los Angeles, and I said, are there riots going on there? And she said, no, that's the president lying again. That's
See, and
pathetic.
That is so effing that's pitiful. How can you just up and lie about something that would be so huge as another riot? Yeah, like, we need another riot, and it probably would have been racial. In the United States. So, again, when does he get punished for stuff like that? Because he's going after everybody else that he feels he lied. Like, what's her name, Elizabeth? He owes her money. Point. Other than impeaching him. Yes. Yes, and he even tried to lie about that and get out of this. But you don't hear anything in the news today. So I'm confused and I'm embarrassed.
Well, and
not
I will tell you that if you do a little research about the DNA test that she took, it's a little sketchy, and that's kind of where I want to leave that, just because we kind of need to move on to the journalist that was murdered in Saudi Arabia, and the president, I believe, is involved, and he is benefiting it for financial gain. So real quick, we're going to step away real quick.
Where is financial gain? Okay.
I'll explain that to you when we come back. We're going to step away
Thank
just
you.
For a couple of minutes, just to everybody to take a deep breath. Guys, let's do a station ID. This is All You Need to Know Radio. We are heard every Wednesday night at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you'd like to join the show live, call 516-531-9990. I dare you. We would love to have you on the phone. We would love. And if you're a Trump supporter, I beg you, I want to know what's going on in your mind that you can support someone that has no morals, that is the biggest liar in the world. And we won't attack you. We'll just try to learn from you. Anyway, this is All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, with our co-host, Adrian. Say hello to everybody, Adrian.
Hi, everybody.
We'll be right back. This is All You Need to Know Radio once again. I am your host, John Hollywood, with Adrian. Say hello, everybody, Adrian.
Hello, everybody.
All right, so we're going to do something that Adrian doesn't even know that we normally do, and it's an entertainment part of our show, and we do a song pick of the week that I pick, and then Adrian, you're going to pick one too eventually. And this is a song that I think is going to do really well on the charts. Now, get ready for this, because this is by country music superstar. Now, I said country music superstar, Ty Herndon. And he actually is a really good friend of mine. He has like 7, 8 number one Billboard hits. His very first album, What Mattered Most, went number one within weeks. But he has released, get ready, a single, I Want to Dance with Somebody, by the late, great Whitney Houston. And he puts his own spin on it. So we're going to try to play it for you. I don't know how good it's going to come across on the radio because of the way we're going to have to do this. But I had to listen to the song two or three times before I actually fell in love with it. But the music itself makes you want to get up and boogie. Adrian, I'd be dragging you downtown in Oaklawn, and we'd be dancing. All right, so this is our song pick of the week. This is by pop artist Ty Herndon now, by the late, great Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance with Somebody, and it's our song pick of the week. Take a listen. Okay, everybody, so that was Ty Herndon, I Want to Dance with Somebody. If I'm not mistaken, it's number 10 on Spotify. So you can go to Spotify, you can go anywhere to get music, iTunes, and you can download it. And like I told you, it took me a couple of times to listen to it, but I love it. What did you think of it, Adrian?
I like that pop aspect. I like that little dun, dun, dun. But he did it. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, he did. He did good. He didn't try to take the high notes like Whitney or anything like that, which is a good thing.
Well, that was
all right.
That.
Once again, you're listening to All You Need to Know Radio. We're gonna step away for just one minute. When we come back, we're gonna talk about the President of the United States may be involved in the Saudi Arabia murder of a journalist for financial gain. Don't go anywhere. We'll tell you what it's about when we return.
Well, those happy days, they seem so hard to find. I tried to reach for you, but you had closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good.
Back to All You Need to Know Radio. I am your host, John Hollywood, with the amazing Adrian. Say hello to everybody, Adrian.
Hi, everybody.
All right, so now we're going to talk about this horrible, horrible murder that it was premeditated, and the President of the United States, because of pending arms deals that we have with Saudi Arabia, is just kind of looking the other way. And he's saying, well, we might do something, we might not do something. I mean, whenever you listen to Donald Trump, he never actually says something directly. So let's read this. President Trump has been strongly criticized by the Saudi Arabia's explanation for the death of a journalist, Jamal, I'm gonna kill his last name, Khashoggi. late Saturday saying there's obviously been some deception and there's been some lies, which is no stranger to Donald Trump. Nobody has told me they're responsible. Nobody has told me they're not responsible. See the double negative there? So stupid. We haven't reached that point. I would love it if he wasn't responsible, Trump said in a phone interview with the Washington Post. The kingdom's claim is that the journalist was killed after a fistfight escalated inside the Saudi consulate and was met with a torrent of international skepticism. Can't even read this. I'm trying to read this and
it's a joke.
Not just scratch
it's a
my
joke.
Head. It's a bunch of lies. And why the President of the United States cannot just say, we will not tolerate you murdering one of our journalists, and there's going to be severe repercussions.
Okay,
instead,
he's a journalist.
Instead, he's saying we don't want to lose this $1.9 billion arms deal with Saudi Arabia. He said Russia wanted it, China wanted it, but we got it. So basically saying that he can be bought. That's basically what he's
so
saying.
So he's the bitch that he's made himself out to be. Or a hoe, what is it, prostitute? So he's prostituting himself on
his wife.
International
his
level. Same thing. Well, they reflect each other. So, they mirror each other anyway. Hell, both of them are bullies, and there it goes. So kiss my tutti frutti. So, okay. What is it that he would... I don't... Okay, he confused me. Wow. John, wow. My question is...
Let's back up a little bit so that way you can get a clear picture, okay? Before the police could actually get to the crime scene, there is video of 15 guys. One includes an autopsy specialist. One includes a chainsaw specialist that can cut bone. And it's 15 people against this one guy. And originally, they tried to do a body double of him leaving the hotel. And that didn't work. That guy just looked nuts. I don't mean to laugh because this is not funny. But the thing is that they changed their position every single day. And it's just really, really sad the way they do that. And, you know, so before it was a fist fight, and I don't even know what they've changed it to at this point. Let me look at that. But
well, I got a story and understanding that it was a situation that got out of hand. They just wanted to scare the journalist so maybe he could tell the story a little different or give it a different perspective if he had a little fear in him. So maybe it'd be a little bit more dramatic for him to write it on paper. And I that story that I heard, which I cannot remember where I got it from because I've been getting so much information, that it had just gone too far. And he died by accident.
Have you heard that one? Is what they said. Yes, I did. But
okay.
When you bring an autopsy specialist and when you bring 14 other guys, they came there and they basically chopped his head off. And they dismembered his body because, you know, if they're saying that he died in a fist fight, where's his body? They can't produce it because they chopped it up. I mean, this is a horrific murder. And it's premeditated. And it's done by the kingdom. And our president is just overlooking it. And I don't get it.
So let me ask you, if you were Trump, okay, not necessarily Trump, but if you were president, what would you do? What's the first thing that should be done when he got the phone call and said, hey, We have an American over there. He died in these people's hands. What's the first thing that should have been done? What would you have done?
I would have sent the FBI over there, and I would have made it very clear that we're going to find out what happened, and we will not tolerate one of our citizens being viciously murdered. And, you know, the president has a lot of power, so I don't know exactly what – I would have to think about it because you have so much at your disposal. And let's be clear here, they have a lot more information about what actually happened than they're really telling the public. And that's what's really sad, is that this guy was viciously murdered, and then it's been lie after lie after lie, which is something we're used to with the president, which is really sad. Oh, I can't believe I called him that. I call him number 45. He is not my president. But the thing is that his followers are even letting him get away with murder. For me, this would be enough not to vote for him. And, you know, the GOP says they're going to do – they're just a bunch of hot air. You know, they go on talk shows and they say, well, he shouldn't talk about like that, or you guys shouldn't talk – you shouldn't take the – you shouldn't take what the president says literally. You should take it figuratively. What the fuck does that mean?
That's just giving him more power to make an excuse.
I know that politicians lie. Let's be real. But nothing like this guy. I mean, seriously. It is dangerous. And now let's move on to something else, which at a rally last night, he didn't even bring up. He did bring up that we need to have some civility. But there were 10 bombs yesterday that starting in the morning had CNN's building, Time Warner building, evacuated. There was explosives sent to Hillary Clinton at her house in Chickawa. I can't say where. Chickawa or something like that. It's in New York. And then there was one sent to Obama, President Obama. But what you have to understand is that they don't. The former presidents, their mail and anything they get like that is handled completely different than a normal person. And it will be for the rest of their life, which is really sad. And then there's one donor that I can't think of his name, Greg something, but he's given a lot of money to the Democratic Party. And they actually got the bomb in his mailbox. But he has a huge estate, so I don't know how much they would have got to him. But the thing is that Donald Trump then starts his rally last night is, we've all got to come together. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, is he really going to do this? Is he going to step back and actually not step all over his message? Well, of course, I was disappointed.
No, I think that's code. I think that's a code. I think that's code for we need to come together because this was not a success. We need to come together and get it done right. So let's go back to the drawing board. And you see that the bombs didn't go off or they went where they were intended, but they didn't do what they're supposed to. So let's go back to the drawing board, make this plan better to where next time when y'all send the stuff out, it'll take care of what it was supposed to take care of.
Well, and whoever did this, whoever planned this, they're a bunch of fucking morons because they only sent it to people that Donald Trump trashes at his hate rallies. All Democrats, no Republicans. That stinks to high heaven. And it shows that it's somebody that is listening to Donald Trump. And what he turned around at the rally last night said, listen, we've all got to come together. We've got to stop this hatefulness. We've got to be civil with each other. And not 5 minutes later is he blaming the media and saying they're the enemy of the people. Now, keep in mind, CNN got a bomb at their building yesterday.
And that's not a small building.
No,
that's not an office with one or two people. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of people that go to work there. So
I actually know, like I've met Anderson Cooper, and and thank God he was. I think he was there at that point. But if you watch CNN in the morning, the two anchors that were on there, you hear the alarm start going off while they're on the air, and all of a sudden it cuts away from them, and then they're out on the street broadcasting from their cell phones, and they had some pretty good cell phones. But, you know, at this rally last night, there was two former presidents that their life was threatened. They were, it was basically attempted murder, and he didn't say a word about that.
Of course not. What kind of bombs were these? How did they get to where they were? Oh, they were they actual? I mean, were they were pipe bombs to where they were ready to detonate? Was there like a telephone to it? You know, stuff like you see on TV. How was it supposed to be detonated? Somebody opening it up? How was it supposed
to detonate? I believe that they're pipe bombs. You know, they're not going to release a lot of details about what's going on because that's part of the investigation. And they're telling about this. There's also white powder, but it didn't contain a biological threat from what I'm reading right now. But I mean, New Yorkers, they had to release a statement. New Yorkers are safe. But everyone, all 8.6 million residents and the millions of visitors who come here every year should always remain vigilant and aware of your surroundings. I love New York City, but I can see, you know, I was supposed to be by the World Trade Center on 9/11. But me and my boyfriend at the time got into a huge fight, so we ended up not taking our flight. And it was one of the best things that could have happened to us because I know a few people that didn't make it in that. And it was very hard. It's very hard to watch on TV.
I hate to think like this, but with these pipe bombs and things like that that's going on and with you talking about September 11th, do you think that the next huge mass human death or, you know, because it was there we lost thousands and thousands of people, do you think
over 3,000.
Yes. Do you think that the next one would be more domestic as some of these Trump people may decide to take things a little too far, kind of? It's not far-fetched from what's going on now, you know, because they flew the airplanes. That was international. So they came from someplace else over here to kill us. But
No. Let's be real. This is domestic terrorism. This is American terrorism. And the president won't utter those words, but I will. Because that's exactly what this is.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. So September 11th, that was folks coming from over here, you know, doing tearing up stuff just to scare us. What I'm seeing right now with this, whoever this is doing these pipe bombs, it's domestic. So can you actually see this being on a larger scale, than, you know,
what I think is happening is because Donald Trump in those hateful rallies that he holds, you know, I think that, and he even said last night, after all this had happened, that if the Republicans lose control of the House or the Senate, there's going to be violence in the streets. Well, you know what? I'm prepared for that because I am tired of this shit. I'm not going to be bullied by someone like him at all. And so if that's what needs to happen. But the thing is, I think that this could be orchestrated by someone in the GOP. They're trying to put fear into people, and that's what they're doing. Now, one or two things is going to happen. It's going to backfire in their face, and people are going to be like, you know what? I am not going to be bullied like this, and I'm not going to be intimidated by this. And they're going to show up. They're going to show up at the polls. And because that's what needs to happen. Right now, this president is so out of control. I actually think he has a form of dementia. Because, you know, like the sunrise where older people, when they're really good in the very beginning of the morning, but as the day goes on, their faculties go down.
Yes.
And he does exactly the same thing as far as he does all of his tweets early, early, early in the morning. And then you don't hear from him anymore. So in any case, the thing is that he is right. We do need to come together. And, you know, everybody gave – I was so proud to hear Hillary Clinton say that we cannot be civil with a party that is trying to destroy everything we stand for. And, you know, then all the Republicans got on their soapbox and they're calling us a mob now. Well, hashtag I'm with the mob, because what's going on is these people do not care and about anything else besides themselves. And, you know, the whole purpose of the Congress ignoring Donald Trump is because they got two Supreme Court justices on the court that will be there for centuries, will be there a long time. So he has reshaped the court. And his goal is to overturn Roe versus Wade. I don't know if that could happen, but it could.
He's been trying.
They have been trying for a long time. The other thing is the tax cuts. But, you know, the thing with Donald Trump is that he just doesn't know when to stop when he's ahead. Because he actually has done. Go ahead.
Why should he stop? He's ruler of the world. I mean, he's the president of the United States, the most powerful man pretty much in the world.
But when he's no longer president anymore, what I'm hearing is Robert Mueller, which, hold on, we have to be real here. If we lose the midterms and they keep control of the House and the Senate, he'll fire Robert Mueller on like, New Year's Eve. That's what he'll do, just to end the investigation. So, but the thing is that once a sitting president under the Department of Justice rules cannot be indicted. However, once he's no longer president, he could be charged. And what I'm hearing is they're just waiting for him no longer to be the president, and they're ready for handcuffs. They have so much evidence against him, Adrian. I mean, money laundering, fraud. I mean, you know, the Monuments Clause. I mean, he's just pushed everything to the very limit. And if he just would have done half of what he's doing, and if he would just shut his fat mouth, because people really don't want to hear what he says. You know what? He's entertaining until you realize this is really your life.
I think he's living moment by moment. He doesn't get it. What happened to impeachment? I mean, that was so big, a year or so ago. He's getting impeached, and one senator was, I'm formally filing documents to impeach Cheetos. So what happened to that?
Right. We don't want him impeached. Michael Pence would be worse. I mean, he believes that you can pray the gay away. When they put him as vice president, he had legislation in front of the state to sign something about forcing people to go to camps so they won't be gay anymore. So he's actually worse. What needs to happen with Donald Trump is he just needs to be rolled in. He needs to be checked. And if we take over the House, his agenda is going to stop. Because if he can't get through the House, he can't get through the Senate.
I think what
and
a lot of people are also realizing is that there is a process to everything. And you just can't decide, hey, I want to throw this law in here. There are steps, there's processes, there's Senate, there's Congress, there's stuff. And I think more people are realizing that now. Before, everybody was mad at the president because this is what we want to happen. But he would be like, this is what I want to happen. But then if it didn't happen, they would blame the president. Well, no, what happened to your Senate? Your Senate has to vote on it. And now I think a lot more people are coming around and seeing that, because beforehand they just were trying to blame one person, the president, even though he said this is what he wants. And once he got there and it didn't happen, again, they blamed him for everything, not just that's any presidency. But it's like with this, with Cheetos, it's like you either do what he wants you to do or you're getting fired, or he's going to tweet about you, or he's going to talk about your mama or talk about your daddy, and you end up losing your job. So a lot of things are coming to the light for some people that didn't understand how some laws and processes actually work.
I think you're right about that. But the thing is that I don't understand how people let Donald Trump bully him. Because when the things that he says about people, he's worse. I mean, when he talks about people's looks, seriously? Has he looked in the mirror? You know, he has to lie. He lies about his height, and he lies about his weight. Because he wants to seem like he's a better man than he is.
I think he has on some elevator shoes. How tall is he? Is he not? What's the problem? Why try to be?
I think he's 6'1". He says he's 6'3". He says he weighs 269 pounds, and that's bullshit.
That's in his hair. That's all in his hair. That's hair product.
Did I go somewhere?
Here I am. Sorry.
Okay, I'm like, I don't know where I went for like a minute.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not you. I think I hit a button on my phone and I didn't realize that I did it. Because I kind of laid my head down just thinking, we actually did elect a reality star as the President of the United States. We actually
yes,
did
that's
it.
That's what I was going to ask you. That's what I wanted to. Oh, dang it.
That's okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, if you saw him in his show, how has he changed from the show to being a president? I only saw like one or two episodes with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it and Omarosa. And he was just a businessman there. So I don't.
Right.
I didn't get to see a lot of episodes. So has he, the way he can, I don't know. How was he when he was on TV versus the asshole that he is now?
He was still the asshole that he is now.
Oh.
So we will talk about this a little bit next week if you want to. I'll be honest with you. There's so many things that are going on in the world. I usually will tell people what we are going to talk about next week, but that's not going to happen right now because, honestly, I don't know. But Adrian, I'm so excited that you're a part of our family now. And you and I are going to be talking a lot more and doing some other things. Everybody be safe for Halloween. I'm dressing up as a really cool character. I'll take some pictures and send them to you.
Ooh, treat.
And girl,
no
you,
treat.
You need to look on Facebook because you have over 1,000 likes on the picture we posted of our new diva.
Shut up.
This is, you've been listening to All You Need to Know Radio. We are heard every Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. You're also welcome to join the show anytime at 516-531-9990. You can also listen to all of our shows on demand. Just go to Facebook, All You Need to Know Radio on Facebook. There's a link right there for it. So we're out of time for the evening. Say good night, everybody, Adrian.
Good night, everybody.
Everybody, be safe for Halloween. Check your candy. If your kids, don't let your kids get candy. You let them get glow sticks. That way you can see them glowing, you know, you can see them down the block. Everybody take care of each other. Watch your mail if you're a Democrat, guys. This is John Hollywood signing off. Have a great evening, boys. Good night.